Hello and welcome to the Unify Crime Hate Crime Guide. The Hate Crime and Public Order Scotland Act 2021 is due to go live on 1st of April 2024. This video will demonstrate the hate crime functionality that will be introduced into the Unify Crime module to accompany the new legislation. This video is made using the test database. There may be some slight difference to the version you will use in the live system. To illustrate how to capture and record hate crime information using Unify, we will work through a specific incident to highlight the steps involved to accurately input the required information. In this scenario, a male had left a well-known city centre LGBT nightclub. He was followed for a period of time by two persons who shouted homophobic slurs at him. Whether the victim is gay or not is irrelevant. The slurs shouted at him are those widely understood to be targeted towards gay men. Step one of the creation process is completed as per usual. The recording of aggravators has not changed. In this scenario, the aggravator will still be recorded as sexual orientation. The first new field appears on step two of the Create Crime process. This is titled, Does any person perceive this to be a hate crime? The red asterisk indicates that this is a mandatory field. No or yes must be selected. In our scenario, the victim believes they were targeted as they were seen leaving an LGBT nightclub and the perpetrators assumed they were gay. The system will then return another mandatory field, who perceived as hate crime. Was this crime perceived to be a hate crime by the victim, witness, police, or other? Other is used in cases where the victim may not be aware that they have been subjected to a hate crime, but a person close to them, who has not witnessed or been involved in the incident, has perceived it to be so. I.e., where a person has a disability, they may not be aware that they have been victim of a hate crime, but others may perceive the hate element based on the circumstances or comments of the victim. The next section that has additional hate crime fields is the person involvement section. The hate crime questions will only appear when someone has been added with the involvement of either victim, victim slash reporter, or police worker as victim. The details tab has not changed and displays the same fields. This tab will only display on the involvement screen if the question at step two, does any person perceive this to be a hate crime, was marked as yes. This section is split into seven different categories. Race, sexual orientation, age, variations in sex characteristics, religion, transgender identity, and disability. These categories are all mandatory and must all be acknowledged. If, however, one of the categories is left blank, the system will not stop you from creating the crime report. It would stop you from setting the crime as complete, for example, when you wanted to pass it back to your supervisor. Remember, when recording the information in this area, we are not recording the victim's actual characteristics, but the characteristics perceived and targeted by the offender. This means the perceived religion, perceived sexual orientation, etc. In this scenario, we are dealing with a hate crime regarding sexual orientation. However, we still need to acknowledge all of the data values remaining. For example, perceived colour of person's skin. This will usually be determined by the things the offender has said, or in the case of vandalism, written. Perceived nationality being targeted. General prejudice to race. On this screen, the final question, perceived reason for targeting, has been left blank at the disability field. Even though this field is mandatory, it will not stop you from saving what you have initially recorded. As previously mentioned, full hate crime information is mandatory. You cannot close your report if any of these fields are left blank. This screen is split into two sections, details and investigation complete. Any field displayed in amber indicates action is required. We can see that action is required at crime people are missing hate crime prejudice details. As the text is in blue, it means that there is a hyperlink into the appropriate section. The system will return the involvement details screen. The system then returns the Edit Hate Crime People screen, which now confirms that all crime people have hate crime demographic prejudice details recorded. The amber field has now turned green to confirm all details have been added.